Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with your host, Andy Goldstein.
Oh, you missed out the World Cup podcast, you plonker.
No, the World Cup's finished.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you can check me out on Drive later on today from 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bain. Anyway, we begin with the Carabao Cup with four games from the last 16 of the competition. Starting with Eddie Howe's Newcastle, who beat Bournemouth to reach the quarterfinals. Of course, that's one game short of a massive... You get the joke. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
And Newcastle are through to the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup. And hopes and dreams of Newcastle supporters of a first domestic trophy for 67 years go on. Newcastle with real potential to do something special this season under Eddie Howe.
Tough game. What we anticipated, really. Bournemouth very well organised, defensively very good. Everything they were in the home game here in the Premier League, and shouldn't be underestimated. You know, they're a Premier League team, and full respect for them for how they came and played. It's up to us to try and break them down. I don't think we did it well enough. Certainly a lot of stuff for us to take from the game and reflect on. But we kept a clean sheet. We defended very well. We kept going. We didn't lose our heads. We kept trying to do the right thing and ultimately got rewarded.
You got one or two fans singing about Wembley towards the end. There's a heck of a long way to go in this competition, of course. But do you feel that level of expectation from the supporters growing? And it's been a long time for Newcastle without a major trophy, hasn't it?
We just want to try and win every game we're competing in. I think the players have shown that attitude and delivered it really well this season. So, yeah, we're into the quarterfinals. That's a great thing for us. We want to keep going. We'll see who we get in the next round.
It's because we've been starved of success. And this is a genuine opportunity with the team they've got, the manager they got, to go on and win something. You need a little bit of luck of the draw. One of the big areas of either Man City or Liverpool going to go out, mm-hmm. right? Because they play on another Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen tomorrow night at Old Trafford, because Burnley are going to be travelling there. So Burnley are in decent form. So do you know what? The pathway, all of a sudden, you never know, might just open up for them, you know?
And here's the Bournemouth gaffer and former co-host of mine on the Sports Bar, Gazza O'Neill.
Yeah, of course, exciting time. New owner, committed, ambitious to wants to improve everything on and off the pitch. So long term, there's some real big goals for us, and we're in a good place. My job is obviously to make sure we manage the short term as well, and make sure that we remain as a Premier League club, so that the club can put those things in place while we're planning the best league in the world.
Shea Adams scored twice as Southampton marked Nathan Jones' first home match as manager by scraping into the Carabao Cup quarterfinals with a 2-1 win over Lincoln.
We got a challenge in the Premier League, and that's what you do, that's what you live for. Otherwise, if everything's easy, life's no fun, and you have to have these challenges. And we know we got a challenge, and we know we'll get tested in a different way against Brighton, but these are the challenges we take. And as I said, the margins of some of the games this year have been really, really close. We have to come out on the right side of those margins, and we have to be better. We have to do the basics much, much better, because if we do those, then we'll keep more clean sheets. One clean sheet this team has kept all season, and that's not good enough. You know, with 16 league games or whatever it is, with four or five cup games, and that's to keep one in 20, that's not good enough. I'm used to keeping far more clean sheets than that, and we're going to have to start doing that.
Two late goals for Wolves saw them get past past Gillingham in new boss Julian Lopetegui's first game in charge.
You are now two games away from Wembley, potentially in a final of a competition. It must be nice to get that first game out of the way at last.
Step by step, only thinking in Everton now. The dreams for the so far doesn't exist. Only my dream is the next match, to prepare with a good mentality and to go to Liverpool with a good mentality and I'm ready to compete the match.
The League One strugglers didn't manage a shot on target. Leicester keep a clean sheet for the seventh time in eight games in all competitions. MK Dons 0, Leicester 3.
Now, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has hit back at former England footballer Gary Neville over claims workers in the UK were being exploited, made during the broadcast of the World Cup final. Simon Jordan pointed out the perceived hypocrisy.
Gary Neville is a very, very, very good football pundit. And when he talks about matters on the field, I think that he is amongst the very best. When it comes to other opinions, first of all, he's entitled to them. Second of all, they don't need to be on a football show. Third of all, if you're going to have these views about the regime and the environment that you're in as well, because you're bringing them into it, right? Why didn't you do it when you're on BN? Because it didn't suit you. You were getting paid £500,000 or whatever you're getting paid to be over there, whatever ridiculous sum, when people weren't allowed to argue with you, apparently. Don't know about that. That's a different discussion. But the bottom line is I sort of sit here and I find myself guilty of this trap. I think he's a wally, right? And I don't really care about him. And I get sucked into the conversation about what Gary Neville said. We could debunk Gary Neville's arguments in a New York minute. He wouldn't come on a show like this because he wouldn't be able to stand it up. And he wouldn't be able to defend himself against the ridiculous assertions that he makes because he can't back it up. He's all mouth and trousers.
Now, ahead of the Premier League's return, Jim White sat down with West Ham manager David Moyes. The Amers play on Boxing Day against the Arsenal. It's an 8pm kickoff. Yeah, have it. Don't actually have it. It's a TalkSport exclusive, don't you know? Now, Moisey said he's unsure about the impact of a Winter World Cup right now, but he enjoyed the break himself. Oh, that's nice.
If I said I don't know, Jim, I don't know if it'd be a good enough answer for you, but the truth is we don't know. You know, we've not had it before in my time as a manager or as a player. The only thing I would say is that the European countries, Jim, are used to sort of winter breaks. We also have the African nation, which normally comes up in January, which means that, you know, those boys come back and get right into the games and play again. So I'm hoping that it's not too sort of disturbing, but over the piece, I think the players who've not been involved and the managers like myself who've not been involved have been really enjoyed a couple of weeks off and a bit of time with the family and try to get a bit of heat when it's pretty cold over here.
Now, the sons of Darren Fletcher.
What's that, like Sons of Anarchy?
Right into this world.
No, it's the sons of Darren Fletcher. The former Man United Champions League winner and current director at Old Trafford are set to sign for rivals Man City. So should you ever let your kids sign for a rival? Obviously you should. Anyway, let's get Colton Cole and Bayo Akinfenwa to settle this debate.
That's a screaming goal from Darren Fletcher. An equaliser of the highest quality. That is a stunning strike.
If I've got three boys, and if they came to me, if they ever were good enough to make it as a professional and Everton came in for them, look, for me, just the joy of them achieving their dream supersedes any rivalry for me. And that's just me as a parent. And just because I know how hard it is to try and make it as a professional footballer. So, listen, it's funny because my best friend is exactly the same. He's an Arsenal supporter. And he was saying, look, his son will never play for Spurs. And I'm talking about he's saying it where you feel the veins come out.
There's passion.
Look, I do think it's one thing saying it and then it's another thing looking at your boy's eyes and then sitting there and there's the possibility. That's what I think.
If your lad signed for Everton,
listen.
What would you get in Everton shirt?
No, I wouldn't get an Everton shirt.
You'd have to go to the games.
I'd rep to the games. Listen, I work for BT, I'll go to them.
Your Liverpool,
don't be using work as an excuse as to why you're going to the game.
I'm saying I would go
anyway.
Would
you get a season ticket, Season ticket.
1,000% season ticket.
Shirt.
And the only time I would...
Sing the songs.
The only time I wouldn't celebrate...
There's no need for a season ticket.
If he scored against Liverpool, I'll have to give him, you can't come home for that weekend, stay at your yard. Do you know what I'm saying? But any other time, But every time he scores and Everton wins, if my son plays for them, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm bigging it up because look, family supersedes. I won't even lie.
Yeah, look, I think there's, you gotta have a moral compass, innit?
What are you saying?
Like, I can't listen. I'm West Ham.
Yeah,
bit of Chelsea.
Yeah.
So really and truly, I can't.
What's that?
See
a bit of Chelsea? That's more clubs than Tiger Woods, man. What are you doing there?
I can't see my son playing for Spurs.
Okay.
Can't see my son playing for Millwall. It's just, it's a no-go area.
No, but what if hold on. I get it from your point of view. So if your son came to you and said, Pops,
I won't be able to go and support him. If he was to go to Millwall, I wouldn't be able to go down there.
Your son's playing.
I wouldn't be able to go.
Oh, you're
I'll
doing
get pelters.
Me.
I'll have to go in disguise.
You're doing me wrong. But I'll be doing that with my chest now.
Then you're risking getting beat up.
I let it be said. Let it for me. No, I don't know.
I think I just have to go to the away games. The home games, I don't think I can step
but
in.
But would
the
you
den.
Have a problem? So would you have a problem for you as being affiliated?
No, listen.
To West
I want.
Would you
I want.
Have a problem?
Listen. I'd love my son to just make it in general.
Of course.
He's That's what you'd want for all your anybody that's in your family. Just to live their dreams.
Yeah.
But if it does come across that it's like the wrong club, you do have a think about it, don't you?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
The White and Jordan show began in somber fashion after the news that Terry Hall, the lead singer of the Specials, has sadly died aged 63. Simon Jordan was instrumental in the band reforming in the early to mid-noughties. He paid tribute to his friend.
I've known Terry for 20 years, and he was my boyhood hero when I grew up. So they tell you not to meet your heroes, but he was the exception to that rule, categorically, because when I met him, I had these visions. I was this, you know, 35-year-old football club owner that had the Specials as my favourite band, and I had this vision that I wanted to reform them. They were just a fabulous band, and it is a massive loss. It isn't, you know, Terry did the Specials, he did the Funboy 3, he did Colourfield, he did Vegas, he did massive, you know, collaborations with people like Lily Allen and so on and so forth, and he was just a massive talent. It's a real... He's got a wonderful family, a lovely wife, Lindy, and it's very sad. You know, I've had a couple of things in my life recently. Someone remarkably close to me passed away recently. And, of course, now Terry this week. So it's very sad. He'll be missed by lots and lots of people. And you'll see, what you'll see is the outpourings of people that will understand how much he meant to the industry. You know, 19 years ago this month, I had this idea to get them back together. They got themselves back together, but I gave them half the reason, I suspect.
Too much, too young. You don't choose.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, it's the big one at 7 p.m. as Manchester United take on Burnley. That's in the Carabao Cup fourth round. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.